Welcome to all the prospective and the present students of Seton Home Study Schools to our Study Skills, a mini course. And in this section, which is called Step by Step, we talk about primarily short-term planning. And what better way to start our little lecture here than by praying to St. Michael, who had to plan the great battle against Satan, the great battle against the enemies of God. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And you, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Now, St. Michael, as I said, had a battle plan. He had to do step-by-step planning. This involved short-term goals and long-term goals. He had to write down his goals. He had to think about them. Now, to illustrate how we go about thinking about and writing about our goals, we will go through the beginning procedure of writing a research paper. In other words, determining the thesis statement. The research paper involves a thesis statement, an outline and a bibliography, a rough draft, and a final draft. The development of a research paper is an excellent way to establish long and short-term goals. The first thing to do in writing a research paper is to select an idea that you wish to develop. This is called the thesis statement. Before rushing to the library and checking out a pile of books, decide on a broad topic that interests you and narrow it down to a single idea or a single event. In other words, you're focusing on something. Then look at several readings on the topic and find an idea that everybody seems to agree on, generally a fact, not an opinion. So you've now concentrated on one issue. Again, this will help your thoughts become focused. You will not waste your time on browsing through your favorite websites if you set a goal of finding particular websites, books, or encyclopedia articles on your topic, taking note of specific references to your thesis statement. This could be your goal for the first week. On the second week, you may want to read enough on the general subject matter to become familiar with personalities and events. You see, you're not rushing because you have decided to take your time and inform yourself on the general subject matter. On week three, you may narrow down or weed out your selection of sources as you see that some may not be as useful as others. Each of these steps in the process involves sacrifice. Getting your goals met in the time frame desired may require postponing an outing with friends or even canceling an outing, or not watching a favorite movie. These sacrifices will be easier to make with prayer and with planning. If you plan ahead, you will more likely be able to meet your goals without being distracted. God bless you. Thank you very much. Next week, we will cover the topic, the first step, planning.